Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Cynthia Winnie, and she placed in our last contest. And we were just talking, and you sent me an email that I think the contest didn't capture your whole transformation. So can you start us from, I don't know, the beginning, I guess?
Sure, absolutely. I was an athlete in high school, but after getting out of high school and college, I just slowly gained weight as an adult, and I was the heaviest I've ever been summer of 2011.
Summer of 2000. How old are you at that point?
I was 43.
Okay.
I was 220 pounds, and I was a size 20. And did not realize that until I saw a picture of myself on the 4th of July and was shocked. Mm. So I started to watch what I eat. It's very interesting to hear all of the podcasts from all the past winners and find out that we have very, very similar stories.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered MyFitnessPal and started to watch what I eat and put everything in MyFitnessPal and just began to move more, bike and walk and that kind of thing.
So for MyFitnessPal, you were tracking what, calories or just type of food?
Yeah,
like,
just...
Were you
just tracking my calories.
Right. So you were totally understood that calories mattered.
Right.
Yeah.
Not as much as I thought beforehand. I guess the biggest challenge for me, and I think for a lot of people, is just portion control. I didn't realize how much I was eating on a regular basis.
Mm.
So just doing that kind of made me realize weighing my food and portion control. So I was able to kind of get a jump start on my diet before I joined Venus. And then winter came in Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
and it's not very fun to do exercise outside in Buffalo in the wintertime.
Yeah, no.
So my husband convinced me to join a gym. I've never joined a gym before in my life. I didn't understand any of the machines. I was very intimidated by all of the fit people there. So my membership came with a free training session. So I thought that would be a great idea that I could use a trainer to at least show me how to use the machines and what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, John, a guy your size with ripply muscles and walked up to me to do my first training session, I nearly fainted. Because, you know, being, you know, 220 pounds and a size 20, you know, that's very intimidating. But the first couple of sessions, he pushed me harder than I've ever could push myself, and we didn't touch one machine. It was all body weight movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
Well, did you like, was he okay? Did you like him, or...?
Yes, it was absolutely something that I needed to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed Joe up as my trainer once a week. So I would go to him, and we would do body weight kind of things literally for the first 4 or 5 months. And I slowly started to lose weight. And so I did that 3 times a week. I would do just light weights, and the other 3 days a week I would do cardio. So I would do a spin bike or the treadmill or HIIT cardio, and stayed right around 1,500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So close to the end of 2012, I was at what I would consider my goal weight, what I wanted to be when I was a size 20. I was a size 12. And I was 160 pounds, but I got to be totally honest with you, I wasn't happy because I felt like I was a small, fat person. I had no shape.
Mm.
But
that's
so
a lot of that's a lot of progress.
It is absolutely a lot of progress, but no shape whatsoever.
Mm.
So that was 60 pounds with no shape. In the course of 2012, I friended a few Venus women on my fitness pal. And one of them, and mainly, being Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch her diary,
and
I'd watch her
workout.
For
people listening, Bobby's an alias for Roberta.
Roberta, yes.
Yeah.
California, right.
Yeah.
So I told my trainer, I showed my trainer Bobby and her pictures, and I said, that's who I want to be like. And we researched the Venus Index, and I contacted her, and she said, it's going to shape your body to be an hourglass. And I'm like, that's exactly what I need. So my trainer bought Venus for me for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And in turn, I bought my husband and Joe the Adonis for Christmas. So they're following the Adonis, and I'm following the Venus starting at Christmas. So when I started Venus, I was a size 12. I was 165 pounds. So I only submitted for the contest to just keep me motivated and do the workouts because Joe left training and I was kind of on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up following Venus to a T, and then I started to look into Eat Stop Eat as well and started to change my eating habits a little bit. So by the end of the contest, I did pretty well. I went from 165 to 150 pounds on a size 6.
Mm.
Smallest I've ever been as an adult.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you talk about mindset change. I definitely have transformed into what I feel as a Venus mindset. You challenge yourself as a Venus. I didn't want to go to a gym. I felt very intimidated. I felt like I didn't belong there. And the mindset as a Venus, now I feel a lot more confident. I'm a strong woman. I can walk into a gym and other people watch me. Women and men watch me do my workout, and women come up to me and say, like, what are you doing there? Because they see my little 3x5 cards. I put all the Venus things on 3x5 cards.
Mm.
And when I see people on the beginning of their journey, I can go up to them and encourage them and you know, tell them to keep going. But Venus really kind of challenges you to be a stronger woman, and that's what I just absolutely just fell in love with from the beginning.
That's interesting because I never actually thought about that, but I guess that's a recurring theme. Like, that wasn't, like, an intention of it, but I guess that's what it turns into, like, at least to some degree.
It absolutely does. It absolutely transforms not only our body, but our mind to be stronger women.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like being in the gym's no big deal. It's just one of a thing you do now.
No, it's not a big deal at all. And it challenges us as well. So at the beginning of phase one, you know, it was a challenge for me just to get through the entire exercise for 45 minutes and, you know, not die, you know. And then now by the end of phase one, and that was the end of the contest, I was able to challenge myself even more. Heavier weights. I discovered the BOSU ball. So some of the exercises, I would stand on the BOSU ball and do the exercises. Now when I've done, like, now I'm into phase two, I almost do the whole entire phase two on the BOSU ball, just to challenge myself even more. So, you know, I think that's what Venus is all about, just challenging ourselves to become stronger women.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, and so so you did do Eat Stop Eat throughout the process once you kind of discovered Venus?
Yes.
And what'd you think?
Because I kept
on
watching other people's diaries.
Yeah.
Good. I dropped my calories. So I was able to go from 1,500 to 1,200, and I adjusted to a 40-40-20 macro. So I'm 40% protein. Through the contest, I was a little higher in the protein toward the end of it, and 40% carbs, 20% fat. I follow that almost to a T.
That's interesting. Obviously, you know that we don't really tell people to do that just because I find that complicated, but did you find a way to make that somewhat simple?
Well, one of the things that is the simplest thing to do, and again, this is a mindset change, I eat almost the same foods every day. I don't have too much variety.
Mm.
So that, especially during the week, I pack my lunch, I eat the same breakfast, I eat the same lunch. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, okay, so clearly that's an easy way to manage it. Now, do you do obviously a lot of people do the Monday to Friday diet, so to speak, like that's where the diet work comes in, and then the weekends are looser. Do you do anything like that, or?
Yep, absolutely. On Thursday night, I do my intermittent fast, so I start fasting right after lunch on Thursday and go through all Friday and then eat my 1,200 calories by the end of Friday, and then Saturday is my reload day, so I can reload and be a little bit looser in my diet, not a huge amount, but, you know, be a little bit looser, maybe go up to 1,500 calories if we were going out to dinner, but I stay pretty strict. It's hard for me to cheat. I don't have a cheat day. I
like your phrase, reload. That's a way better, that's a healthier way to say it. I like that.
Right, yeah, that's what I call it, it's a reload day.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then what's your, Okay, so yeah, so that's a good pattern. So you kind of eat low, then you come back up, reload, reset, however you want to say it. But it's not, I like that. I always never liked cheat because that sounds so negative. It
Yeah.
sounds like you're doing something wrong. So reload sounds a lot more tech, like sort of, I don't know, it just sounds more appropriate. I don't, like it's not nothing wrong. It's like necessary.
Yeah, and I think it is absolutely
Oh,
necessary,
it's
especially.
100% necessary. I've actually me and Brad Pilon just finished doing all the research on why it's a little different for guys and girls on that reload day. It's there's just you'll see it in the new program, but it's basically women can't handle deficit for as long as guys, we figured out, just because of a few differences in our physiology. So in general, it's still just eat less to lose weight, but the pattern of coming back up for the reload days kind of really matters.
Yep,
So,
I
and
agree.
yeah, and I've just figured that out over time. Like I needed them, but working with so many different women and hearing everyone's story, it's like, oh, this is starting to like become a pattern. Like it's not just an anomaly. It's a to there's a reason. So,
Right.
most people will land on a reload that works. A lot of people can fit it in on the weekends, but some people need it even more frequently. It also changes the weight when your body changes. Speaking of which, what's your goals moving forward now?
Getting through phase two, I have a little bit more weight and changing to do. So I'm not at my complete golden ratio. So I have a little bit more to do. But now that I'm at the weight that I am, I'm challenging myself in different ways. One of the things that is I hate running, and I run every morning. I know that sounds kind of silly,
Yeah.
and I also ran a half marathon. But, that's what a Venus mindset does. It sort of challenges you to do things that you didn't think that you could ever do.
Now,
One of the things,
is
go
the
ahead.
running something you want to do long term, or you just want to get the half marathon done and just prove to yourself you can do it and then move on to some other style?
I already did the half
Well, that's
marathon,
what I mean.
and
So are you done with running or?
yes. No, I'm gonna do the half marathon again.
Oh, okay.
Just once a year, just a half marathon, just to say, hey, I did it.
Okay.
But that's where that can I am not a runner whatsoever. So just to say, hey, I did a half marathon is just that, one of those challenges. Same thing with squatting. I hated squatting. Absolutely hate squatting. And that's all trainers want you to do is squat, and I hated it.
Yeah.
But I challenged myself, and I ended up squatting 215 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was like, okay, done with that now. I'm
Yeah,
gonna do something
move on.
else.
Yeah.
But that's where that mindset comes in, is that, we challenge ourselves to do things that we've never thought that we could ever do.
And then,
And
okay.
take our body.
Right. So then moving forward, you want to keep pushing it. I'm assuming you want to get as close to your VI metrics as you can, or is that.
Yes, absolutely. So I still do Venus 3 times a week in the gym. I've hired a new trainer that I go see once a week, and he's a bodybuilding and fitness model trainer. Not that I want to do that at the age of 45, but he does a lot of CrossFit with me.
Oh, okay.
Now that I'm in the shape that I'm in, I like that CrossFit and that challenge. So,
So
that's a
do you do that in between your Venus workouts, like separate days?
yes.
Okay.
Yes, a separate day. And then I run every morning. And here is the key for me. I hear you say, can you get any new Venuses advice? This is the best advice I can give. As an overweight woman, we have a fat woman inside of us. I call it my fat lady, who chirps in my ear all the time. And that's how I got to 220 pounds, because she'd be like, eat this and eat more of this, and isn't this good? And don't exercise, stay on the couch. And she chirps in my ear. So the way that I could conquer her was to get up in the morning. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I've got my stuff laid out. I just get in my clothes and I just go for a run, whether it's 1 mile or 2 mile. If I have a little extra time, might be a 4 mile run, just before she even wakes up. If I do that, then I feel like I've conquered her today, and she's a little quieter. She's still there, but she's a little quieter. So, the best advice I could give anybody is just don't listen to her. Quiet her down a little bit. I have my gym bag packed in my car every day. I've got 4 days packed, So if I'm going by the gym, I have an extra hour. I can do it at lunch. I just go to the gym, do my thing, come back to the office, and then continue on my day. Kind of like doing those kind of tricks to silence her is the best way.
It's like you have to be first. You have to kind of set the tone for the day.
Yes, absolutely.
It's funny
And
that we're
whether
talking
that's
about you and
stretching.
another person, but that really does, is how it feels.
Oh, it absolutely feels that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I think everyone can relate. There's that little internal struggle, and it's sort of, and it is every day. It doesn't actually go away. It's the best. I like the way you said it's best. It's just the volume. You have to turn the volume down as much as possible on the voice that's telling you to eat more, to be like to skip the gym, all that sort of stuff. It's that's just gonna be there like forever. And even for people who've been training for 20 years, it's still there. It doesn't go away. It's just if anything, I guess over time you can get to the point where if you sit around too long, there's a different voice that says go to the gym. So that's like crossing the line. Like I know people who've been training a long time. It happens to me too, where I can't go more than a few days without doing something. Like I get
Right.
really itchy. Like I just can't just sit there. Like I don't understand people who can go weeks without doing anything. That's a totally foreign concept to me. Maybe I don't know. I started training when I was really young, so I don't know the difference. I don't know what it
Yeah.
would be like to not train. So for me, the voice is now the voice is totally reversed. Where if I sit around too long, it have a nagging voice to go work out.
Right.
So.
But for someone who's never worked out and then did this, you still have her in your head going,
Yeah,
why
and my
are
guess is
you
over time you'll flip it. At some point you should get the other voice going.
Right. And I think I'm at that point because if I don't go to the gym for 2 days, if work gets too busy and I end up not going to the gym, I could feel it. I feel fuller and I feel sluggish and I'm like, I got to get to the gym and just push some weights around, go do something.
Yeah, do anything. Doesn't even have to be, even if it's not a structured program, it's kind of like one of the signs that you've made a real significant change that'll probably last is when you finally have like an internal sort of tick or whatever you call it, like that voice ticking away saying you got to go to the gym now. So
Right.
that's like another sort of milestone to hit, I guess, along the way is when it flips over to that.
Right. And you don't know when that's going to happen, but it does happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's another reason why to stick it out. Like most people on their first 12 weeks of a program or the first few months, yeah, it's going to be new. That is like forcing it. That doesn't happen that fast. But that's why consistency matters in that first year. If you can stick with it, at some point it should become, I guess it's just the concept of it becoming an ingrained habit.
Right. And you do, and even especially when people starting and they're going through phase one and you get to like week three or week four, week five is challenging and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Why the heck am I doing this? This is crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to say, come on, you can do it. You can absolutely, and just push yourself through the rest of the workout because it creeps up about every 3 to 4 weeks if you follow Venus pretty closely. About every 3 to 4 weeks, you have a different challenge. Like phase two, the Fibonacci pyramid. Oh
Yeah.
my
Well, and
gosh.
that's the thing.
That was
It's
hard.
supposed to change every 3 or 4 weeks. Like that's what it does. Like it does that on
Right.
purpose. So you never get used to it. It'll never stay the same. Like that doesn't make any
Right.
sense for a workout just to be the same every time. So that's why it changes. So as soon as you're used to it, it changes.
Right.
And then it'll always be
Get
that way.
that.
So
Yeah.
yeah, it's there is no settling in the way you can settle into steady state cardio and it you sort of get used to it. You don't get the I've designed them so they're you can't get used to them.
Right. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So you do have to push yourself through that.
Yeah, but the general feeling of the training, regardless of how different it is, that you should get the same kind of thing. Like it's not like a runner's high or anything, but there's some, I know people get like some kind of addiction to it. So, you know, it's not a
Oh,
bad
I
thing to be
agree.
addicted to. Well, there's worse things.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So, well, I mean, did you ever use the community? Were you active in there? Or was that not your style?
No, actually, I was. I listened to as many podcasts as I could. I message to people and read a lot of the things, especially through phase one, because some of the things I had like no clue what I was doing. So I would go on to the phase one section and read what other people have read about, you know, phase one and, you know, week two and day one, what's this about? And the exercise videos, I pretty much watched all of them, which reminds me, one of the suggestions you always ask, do I have a question for you at the end? I don't have a question as much as a suggestion, but my dream was to see you instruct in the videos and watch Bobby do the exercises. And you guys just posted like 14 videos of doing that. And those were phenomenal. I watched all, and even learned, even after going through phase one and starting phase two, I even learned different things, even from those small videos. So I don't know if you guys have future plans to do more, but, you know, I would love to see a complete, like, one day of phase one and maybe watching someone do the Fibonacci pyramids or something like that. That was so incredibly educational for me just to watch those 14 videos.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize they made that much of a difference. But yeah, I was out in California with them, and you mean the ones with her and Denise and Kim, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we were just, that was part of the plan going out there. I suppose we could do more. I didn't know they'd be. Okay. So point taken. I guess we'll do more.
Great, because a small little 15-second vignettes are great if you're at the gym and going, oh my gosh, what's a lateral raise again? Right. You know, and then you have to go on your smartphone and just watch it real quick. Those are great. But I watched those videos in the evening that Bobby posted, and then the next day I was at the gym going, okay, the barbell, the bent over barbell row, move your hands here, different ways of doing it was great.
Now, did your trainer understand that stuff? Was he good at showing you form? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that helped me a lot to do phase one by myself, because form is very, very important to trainers, as you know, because you're a trainer. So not so much using heavy weights, but having the right form before you get to the heavy weights, absolutely very important. That's why those videos and having someone there helping you, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
because
made it for me.
Yeah, and that's one of the big advantages of even getting a trainer, even for a little bit of time. I think you did it right. Like, and it sounded like he knew what he was doing. If he started you just with body weight, then graduated you up to weights. That's the smart way to do it. Get you used to moving your body around before you start making it more complex.
Right.
Well, I guess you know what, you started it. Do you have any other questions?
No, that was it. If you guys are going to do more videos at some point, that would be terrific.
Yeah, we'll get at it. I even did.
Yeah.
They're not me instructing, but I've done a series of videos with Tanya on gym variations of workouts. So like, the main workout's designed to be done at home, but for people who go to a gym, there's stuff we've left out of them because I wanted to cater to everyone being able to do them at home. So we left stuff out with machines, but Tanya and I filmed like, I don't know, 30 new exercises all done on machines, like at a gym. So those are going to go up at some point. I still have to edit them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So they'll be like kind of, you know, if you go to a gym and there's machines you've never touched before, cause it's not in the program. So now you'll be able to see like what machines you can go over and use and how to use them.
Oh, good. Great. Cause that's what I do. I do my Venus exercise, whatever day I'm on, and then I may wander to a machine or two to do a few more exercises, or, you know, maybe do my abs if there wasn't any abs on that day or something. So that'll be nice to see the instruction of the machines, because I'm still a little intimidated by the machines.
Are actually the simplest thing, because you can't really mess them up. Free weights you can mess up pretty badly, but machines, the machine only moves one way, and the only way to really mess it up is to kind of get in the machine facing the wrong direction. But
right.
Which I've seen that at the gym.
Either.
I've seen that at the gym. A couple people next to me, these two younger kids were didn't know what they were doing, and they got on this machine. They were literally sitting on it facing the wrong direction. And I just went over. I'm like, okay, I'm not really here to tell you guys what to do, but I know you're facing the wrong direction. So just turn around and you'll probably find this a lot more useful. And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes way more sense now. I'm like, yeah, it really does, doesn't it? So like I don't know what they were sitting at, but they turned like a bench press machine into a row machine by facing the wrong way. I'm like, no, it's not how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
So those videos for us will be, quite instructional.
Yeah,
for...
yeah. Well, and yeah, I'm they'll be outlined like where in the workout where the substitute is. So for whatever is actually written in the workout, this will be a whole new substitution list for in the gym stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So like when you're looking at the workout and it says do this, it's like or do this. Like go if you're in a gym, instead of using dumbbells for this, you can go use this machine instead.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right, well, we're at the end here. What's your final advice and tips for new Venuses?
Well, definitely follow the exercise. Sometimes you're going to want to say, "Oh, I want to like not do the step-ups." Step-ups were very difficult phase one. And Bobby even emailed me back and said, "Don't miss the step-ups." And there were times where, I said, "Yeah, I didn't really want to do the step-ups." But Bobby said, don't miss them. Definitely follow and trust the process. So definitely follow your exercises. Make yourself feel guilty if, you miss in a day. Make sure you get through your days. And follow your diet, and it's just going to shape you. It's going to be incredible. So anybody who is at the beginning of their journey, just follow the process and trust that, it'll do what you want it to do.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the call.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. So for Cynthia Winnie, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.